as I have purposed, so shall it stand. This time last year, my dad was still in the ICU room at Grandview. However, on May 17, 2016, my father was taken from me and my family. A tragic event like this, when a tragic event like this happens, it makes you question. Makes you question things. I'm human, and so I'm a sinner. And it's impossible not to ask yourself when things like this happen, like, why me? Why did my father have to develop a rare neurological disease that one in every 100,000 people get? This event last year, however, when you question it, it made my belief sound like Christianity. The love shows to us and trust in God's plan are the only things that help get us through it. Jesus said, love the Lord with your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. Matthew 22:36-40. The love received from everyone while this is happening was abundant. And so it's easy to feel the love that you're supposed to have for your neighbor. It was a little harder sometimes to love God and with your heart and your soul when you're questioning, like, why is this happening? The only way to get through an event like this is to have a wholehearted understanding and trust that God has a perfect plan. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make straight your path. Proverbs 3:5-6. So when I was asking myself all these things, like why is it happening? And then it says, trust the Lord with all your heart. So that's when I realized that we don't know why everything's happening, but we know there's a perfect plan. And we can't understand why everything's happening. But I do know that there is a perfect plan. And you just have to trust it. And just, why should I have to have the knowledge of how it all works? And it's 17th time. God has a perfect plan for everyone here. And this is especially important for all the youth here with me, because of all the changes we're going to be going through soon. No matter what happens, we know that God had a perfect plan. And then I'm going to finish up with a prayer. God, I ask that you lead us all down your path, and you let everyone here have a fulfilling life. Please help us all to love you with all of our heart and soul, and help keep us all, and help love all people of ourselves. In the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.